Hey friends, Mikey Adams here with the Audacity Channel podcast. In this episode, I want to take just a few minutes to talk about the DClicker plugin that's available in Audacity. Did you know that there's a DClicker plugin available on the Audacity team website for use inside of Audacity? I've used it now for quite some time with good success. If your pocketbook won't allow you to buy something like RX10 standard, where you're shelling out $400 for an incredible program that you can use either standalone or as a plugin, Audacity itself has a solution in the DClicker plugin. And I will put a link in the description of this episode for you to that DClicker plugin on the Audacity team website so that you can go grab it and install it if you want to use it. Keep in mind that the DClicker plugin is a destructive plugin. Destructive editing isn't something we need to be afraid of or steer away from, but it is something that you need to know is there and how to do it to successfully navigate it. In my editing process, when I'm done doing all of my content editing and I've applied the real-time effects that I'm going to put on the track, I export that track as a waveform, and then I import that waveform back into Audacity where I apply the DClicker plugin to it. So at that point, all of my editing is done. All of my effects are on it, and so the track is basically the finished product. It's the finished track. I haven't converted it to an MP3 yet, but I keep my tracks in waveform as long as I can. And once I import that waveform back into Audacity, I apply the DClicker plugin to it. The reason that I wait so long is that I want all of the effects on it, I want all the content editing done, and I want to be able to listen to the wave file in its finished form. And invariably, that WAV file has mouth sounds. It has little clicks that I wasn't able to get rid of using simply post-production editing. Now again, if you have a program like iZotope's RX10 Standard, by all means, use it. But if not, and if your budget just won't allow for that kind of a purchase right now, the DClicker plugin is a great way to go, and I think you'll like the results that you see after you run it. So once you install the DClicker plugin and you're ready to run it, simply select the track that you want to run it on, go up into your effect drop-down menu. This is, of course, after you've installed the plugin and that you've enabled the plugin. You have to do those two things first or it won't appear in the effect drop-down menu. But then you can go to the effect drop-down menu and search for the DClicker plugin. And when you click on it, it opens up a window that gives you some settings. Now, I've only changed one of these settings in here, and we'll talk about that more in just a moment. But the rest of them, I've left at default. Just make sure that in the very top window where it says Action, that you have Apply Changes selected. And then the number of passes is simply the number of times that the DClicker passes through your waveform looking for clicks. I left mine set at 2. I haven't changed it. So it's making 2 passes over the waveform once I apply it. And again, the other settings in there I have not changed with the exception of that very last one. That very last one says widen repair intervals at each end by blank milliseconds. It seems like the default setting on that was 5. I changed mine to 7. And the reason that I changed it to 7 is I felt like the DClicker was cutting off some words either at the beginning or end of a phrase. So I widened that interval just a little bit, and that seemed to take care of it. So again, the only change that I've made is in that bottom window. I now have it set to 7.0 milliseconds. Everything else is the same. My action is set to apply changes. And so once I'm ready, I can simply click apply, and it will apply the DClicker to whatever audio I have selected, whether it's the whole track or a portion of the track. And depending on how long the piece of audio is that you're DClicking, this can take some time. If you've got an hour-long podcast or an hour-long file here and you click apply, you might want to go grab some lunch, or at the very least, take a coffee break or some kind of a beverage break, because it's going to take a little bit of time. This DClicker plugin is CPU intensive. It uses a lot of CPU resources. And if you should change the number of passes from 2 to some higher value, it's going to take even more resources. So if you've got a long piece of audio, just be aware of that. It's going to take a little bit of time, but it might be a good chance for you to take a break and get caught up on the Audacity Channel podcast. Hey, there you go. So once we click apply and this applies itself to the track, we have effectively declicked the track. And again, I love this plugin. I've been using it for a long time now with great success. And yes, I am saving up my pennies for iZotope's RX10 standard, but I don't have it yet, so I'm still using this declicker. After I declick that WAV file that I just imported back into Audacity, that's the point where I'll export it as an MP3 for my podcast. Or if I'm creating a video, I usually leave it in WAV format. Just because it's lossless, it's uncompressed, and a WAV file is real good audio. So again, I'll have a link to the declicker plugin for you in the description of this episode. Don't be afraid to use that. You don't have to use the process that I use and export it first as a WAV and then bring it back in. You can do it right on your raw file as you're creating your project. But here's a word of advice. You might want to make a backup copy first, or if you just have one track that you're working on, you might want to make a duplicate of that track and then mute that track and just work on the one that you're wanting to work on. That way you always have a backup, because remember, this is destructive editing. So that's all I wanted to share with you in this episode. Just a quick reminder, the Audacity Bootcamp online school is in full swing. This is an online school for podcasters and audiobook narrators who use Audacity. It's a deep dive into Audacity that looks at the many features available in this powerful software. And with the advent of real-time effects, Audacity has stepped into the arena with other paid programs that also use real-time non-destructive effects. And that's a huge step forward for Audacity. So feel free to visit me online at audacitybootcamp.com and look at the school offerings there. You'll also find me at my website at learnaudacity.com, as well as on YouTube by searching at Learn Audacity. Because, hey, I like Audacity. I've been teaching Audacity for years, and I want you as a podcaster or audiobook narrator who uses Audacity to succeed. So thanks for joining me, and until next time, y'all take care.